name is Cody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Never Heard of It Today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Earth is fucked. Why you should care and why you can't fix it. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Globally, we are currently exceeding the identified limits of the biogeochemical cycle, which alters the balance of carbon dioxide, methane and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The researchers conclude that the high greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel burning are linked to a number of environmental problems that most developing countries consider fundamental. I could tell you that the best thing to do is to unite behind a project that does not involve killing another, but rather understanding the things that are crucial to us to survive on our home planet. The fact is that billions of people, while aspiring to live the good life they deserve, consume far more. To enjoy the good life and destroy the planet at the same time, we need to be much fewer people on this planet than we are. I could tell you that if humanity is to survive the next 5.5 billion years and the sun expands so far that it can fry the Earth, another path into the solar system would be the best plan. For this reason, we should look at the stars and the sun and say, could we go there if we could, and find a way to live away from this planet and build our habitat on the moon, Jupiter, or even other planets in the solar system? I can tell you that there is no reason why we should not find ways to build habitats on the moons, Jupiter and other stars, even if that means living very far away on another planet. We hear the term, climate, every day, but that is what we mean by it. The climate is the one that determines whether humans are able to live on this planet or not. The air we breathe, the water we drink and the air we produce is produced by the sun, not by the Earth itself. We have already reached almost 1 degree Celsius and observed an 8 centimeters rise in sea level, and we are already seeing an 8-foot rise. Climate change is gradual, but rising temperatures in the atmosphere and on the sea surface are beginning to change the cryosphere. Unless unthinkably radical changes occur, we will reach the 2 degrees Celsius mark by the end of the century and face meltdown, famine, and massive economic turbulence. This could be described as a disaster, with melting ice, rising water, drought, floods, droughts, storms, wildfires and extreme weather. Many scientists now believe we are on track for 4 to 5 degrees, but even Shell Oil says it expects a world that is 4 degrees hotter, though it does not see governments now taking steps consistent with a 2 degree C scenario. The surviving crowd likes to prepare for climate change by creating enough havens for themselves that no one can penetrate, but the normal world we project is really a very different planet. We are not really giving up the future of the planet, not even in the short term, let alone in the long term. By the end of this century, large parts of the planet will have no usable water, and current figures indicate that developing countries will bear 75% of these costs, even if they produce only 10% of emissions. At the same time, the global shipping and aviation sector is expected to continue to expand, and year after year more of the stuff we want to consume to transport the planet and other parts of the planet to make it. In large reports on climate science, there are usually options based on how much greenhouse gases are released into the atmosphere, but in this case it is not. The really remarkable thing about this proposal is that the scenario they are proposing is the most likely scenario, as this government has taken policies that will specifically lead to higher greenhouse gas emissions than the usual outcomes. They protect people from the consequences of what this policy could do for their health, livelihoods and the health of the planet. In the early days of the climate crisis, scientists had difficulty defining the risk of life from a warming planet. Rather than considering it a threat at all, it was seen as something that would take place over a century, and a long time. So this administration has found a way to obscure the long-term reality of climate change. Warming is because the atmosphere absorbs heat, just like a glass roof in a greenhouse, and it is not just a short-term problem. The government is focused on quick, fix, solutions that don't solve the real problems we face as a nation, and that's the main reason the world is damned. We are talking about a master plan that will feed nations where people are starving, find a way to improve the health conditions of people in poor countries, and finally someone can solve the problem of global warming. This was Earth is Fucked, Why You Should Care and Why You Can't Fix It, by Never Heard of It, and this was episode number 2. My name is Cody Olson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.